If you will lift your hand to the Lord and say, Father, I need ears to hear, eyes to see what your Holy Spirit is trying to reveal to me. Amen? I had a press to share something that was really important as far as I'm concerned, and it was confirmed this morning by the word of knowledge. And I just want to just say to the Lord, if this word goes in, this church goes high. Do you hear me?
Come on, come on.
If this word goes in, the church will go high. I just want you to close your eyes right now and let the Holy Spirit take this in. This is a testimony of years ago. This gentleman was on a plane sitting at a window seat while we were circling over New York City. The Holy Spirit said to me, "This is the best position." I wondered what the Holy Spirit meant as I peered from a heavenly vantage point, looking down over an amazing sight of one of the most beloved cities on earth. Now, I wouldn't look at it that way, but that's what the Lord was saying. This is the best position for prayer, looking down. This phrase has been stuck inside me for years now. It shifted some of my understanding and approach towards intercession. Do we pray up through something or down into something? Try it on. Say, do I pray through something?
Do I pray through something?
Or down into something?
Or down into something?
Depends on my perspective.
As
a new covenant believer in Jesus Christ, you and I are already seated with Christ at the Father's right hand.
Amen.
Ephesians 1, 19 and 23 clearly states, "And what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe? According to the workings of his mighty power, which he performed in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but in that which is to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all things in all ways." If we already are seated with Christ in the heavenly places, then why are we positioning there? And what are we to do from that position? Kings sit on thrones and issue decrees or proclamations. Kings sit on thrones and issue decrees or proclamations. Well, let's not just sit there. Let's proclaim something. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
The simplicity and power of proclamation. One morning, a very clear word of the Holy Spirit came to me stating, "It is time to make a worldwide impact by calling forth the watchman to the prophetic powers of proclamation." Again, that word has rattled my mindset and shifted my prayer posture. So let's take another look at the definition of the term proclamation or declaration. To proclaim is to announce. Declare, ascribe, call out, cry, invite, preach, pronounce, publish, read, and to herald. One of the primary scripture verses on proclamation comes from Deuteronomy 32, verses 3 and 4. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright, and is just is he. Just is he. He never goes wrong. Amen? So four keys, value that bring alignment. A few years ago, we had a whole teaching for one of the feasts on alignment. So I'm going to give you some of those alignment declarations. God is good all the time. Try it on. Say number one. God is good all the time. Number two, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. That includes nothing. All things are possible with God. Number three, everything that needed to be accomplished was done on Calvary. Woo-hoo. Everything that needed to be accomplished was done at Calvary. Everything. Number four, you and I are ambassadors of Christ and carry his delegated regal authority. There's your word, regal.
Come on.
Say, you and I are ambassadors for Christ. And we carry his delegated regal authority. These four values will shape your attitude and expectation. Jesus said, "It is finished." We do not fight for victory. We fight from victory. You don't have to worry. I'm going to give you a copy of this.
Praise the Lord.
We do not fight for victory. We fight from victory. I want you to close your eyes again. I want you to digest that one. Say, I will not fight
for a victory.
I will fight
from the victory.
False humility will deny your destiny. Hear me now. False humility will deny your destiny. In other words, the thought patterns in your head are going to constantly accuse you. How could you dare become whatever it is that God has already placed inside of you? Look at your past, look what you are doing now, and look what you did yesterday.
Amen.
So while you're looking at that, you are no longer looking from above. You're looking horizontal. While you're looking horizontal, it's either in the back, in the front, to the right, or to the left, and all of it is destructive. But if you're looking from above, you're looking from where Jesus was on that cross, and he shed his blood for nothing if you continue to declare what's around you, north, south, east, and west. You see the mistake of living on the attitude of flesh versus the altitude that you and I are really sitting at the right hand of our Father with Christ and in Christ. But true humility will take you to it. I'm going to repeat that part because I want you to digest it. These four values will shape your attitude and expectations. Jesus says, it is finished. We do not fight for victory, we fight from victory. False humility will deny your destiny, but true humility will take you to it. Ten declarations to make over your life. Ten. I am a lover of God. My chief aim and goal of life is to worship God and to bring pleasure to Him. That's number one. Number two, I am a lover of people. I live to engage in the journey of learning to love where I expect nothing in return. I am generous. Number three, I live to give as it is better to give than to receive.
Amen.
So again, number three, I am generous. Number four, I am an empowerer. I live to help others fulfill their destiny, dreams, visions, and desires. So you are an empowerer, a lifter. Amen? I am fruitful as I abide in Christ. I am fruitful to bear much fruit in all I put my hands to.
Come on.
I am fruitful.
Yes.
Amen. As I abide in Christ, I am fruitful to bear much fruit in all I put my hands to.
Mm-mm-mm.
Number six, I am righteous and just.
Woohoo! Come on.
I should have had that from the whole house here.
Yes.
Try it. I am righteous and just.
I
have received the gift of righteousness.
Woo.
And I live to see God's righteousness.
And I live to see God's righteousness.
And justice fill this earth.
And justice fill this earth.
Come on, point to this earth.
Come on.
Amen. It's this earth that we start with.
Yes.
We have a tendency to clean up everybody else's earth. Oh, if they would only straighten out, I'd have a peaceful day.
Amen.
Thank you. Oh, that was number six. I am righteous and just. Number seven, I am greatly favored.
Yes, come on, Kim.
I am greatly favored.
Yes.
Try it. I am greatly favored. I am highly favored by God, and I live to brighten the lives of others.
Yes, come on.
And I will irritate darkness.
Amen.
Amen. Number nine, I am full of faith.
I
live believing God's promises.
They are true.
And I am full of transforming faith. It wasn't just the Blessed Mother that had faith. Come on.
It wasn't just the Blessed Mother that had faith.
I have faith. I am abounding in faith.
I have an overflow of faith.
And I touch those
that
don't believe,
and they get irritated.
Number 10, I am a creator of realms and atmosphere. I am a creator of realms and atmosphere. Try it on. I am a creator of realms and atmosphere. I live to fill the earth with Christ's goodness, righteousness, and the glory of God. That's your purpose. I am a creator of realms and atmosphere. I live to fill the earth with Christ's goodness, righteousness, and the glory of God. So come right along with me and let's ascend into the heavenly places through the power of worship and praise to the one true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's take our place as seated with Christ in the heavenly places together. Let's see temporary darkness flee as we come into agreement with God and His Word, and then with one another, and proclaim something good is just about to happen.
Amen. Yes, it is. In Jesus' name.
Can you top that?
No.
All right. I'm going to take a couple of moments. And I'm going to remind you that He who began the good work is going to complete this. So God willing, we're going to have enough of these. And we're going to take a couple of moments to declare them. I'm going to skip you for a moment.
Sure.
Just in case.
Just in case what?
That I didn't make enough copies, okay? God willing, I did.
Sure.
You and your twin sister can pray together.
Oh, a couple people. That's the other thing. A couple people thought we were twins.
Okay.
Or in Maine. I'm sure you find that hard to do.
That's the 10. And you and your son can share if in case I can show it.
No, we really didn't.
Okay.
Oh, we have.
You two can
we have, and didn't even realize we were doing it, and walked on separate sides of the mall. And he didn't want to see me. Can you imagine?
No. I think that'll work.
She was so embarrassed. Scarf and everything.
Mama, you got a gorgeous
yes. Black yeah. And red. Same
red jacket.
Red jacket, black thing. I thought it was a red. She was embarrassed. Walked on the other side of the mall.
That gives you the whole article.
She didn't even know me.
I got it
when you did. Because don't we do we eat the French fries with the cheese?
You now, kiddo.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. We don't want you to be jealous.
I know.
I'll pass that over there. And you want to give this one to our friend who's taking it.
I have three people at work I had to copy this for.
Oh, really?
Yes, they'll just love it. I'll slide it out their doors.
There you go. You can take one of these to your uncle. Did I give you food the same? No. All right. I do have some extras, believe it or not. Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to put your Bible down. I want you to stand up. And I want you to declare as one voice. We're not going to go into all the details, just the highlighted area. 1 through 10. Say, I am a lover of God.
I am a lover of God.
I am a lover of people.
I am a lover of people.
Whether they deserve it or not.
Whether they deserve it or not.
I am generous.
I am generous.
Whether I realize it or not.
Whether I realize it or not.
I am an empowerer.
I am an empowerer.
I will lift them up whether they like it or not.
I will lift them up whether they like it or not.
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
All the time.
All the time.
I am righteous and just.
Woo. I am righteous and just.
I am greatly favored.
I am greatly favored.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
And I will bless others.
And I will bless others.
I am full of faith.
I am full of faith.
I am a creator of realms.
I am a creator of realms.
I am a creator of atmosphere.
I am a creator of atmosphere.
Watch out, God.
Watch out, God.
You're about to invade the earth.
You're about to invade the earth.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
This earth.
This earth.
As I have declared.
As I have declared.
That I am also a part of the duct tape ministry.
I'm also part of the duct tape ministry.
When my mouth goes in the wrong direction.
When my mouth goes in the wrong direction.
One of those 10 will fit the adjustment. To shut down the old.
To shut down the old.
And to declare the new.
And to declare the new.
Because we are new creations.
Because we are new creations.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
And I will declare the word.
And I will declare the word.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
share some hugs with each other, because that's it. That's all she wrote.